Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
There's nothing better to me. I love the NFL. You know, each Sunday is great. The standalone playoff games, the wild card round, division round. You go out with your buddies, bar, drink, whatever, bet the games. To me, BT, there is nothing more special in sports than postseason baseball.
It's the best.
I love it. The playoff games are the best. Now, that being said, like, I'm not going to be locked into, we'll have an eye on it here, Tigers, Guardians. Like, it's more about the locals and the few times that the Mets are in, but obviously every time the Yankees are in, just diving into those series, to me, nothing beats postseason baseball.
I agree. And when you compare it to the Super Bowl, where it's a bit of a homogenized environment, where it's not hosted by one of the teams, and, you know, it's a circus act at halftime with songs, and it's half music, and it's half football. Baseball is still baseball. You get to the World Series, you get at this point, it's nothing like it.
The strategy, the roster. So I guess the one surprise would be Luis Gil not being on the roster, but they're not going to use him anyway. I mean, my issue is when I see Paul Blackburn on your postseason roster.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Come on, Paul Blackburn.
I thought Yarborough might be on it. He is not, but you're right. Gil's the one that that certainly jumps out. Now, he obviously pitched on Sunday, went five innings through 79 pitches. So Monday, Tuesday... could he have, you know, Wednesday, tomorrow would have been a throw day anyway, a pretty aggressive one. So,
right, but he's got a lineup to pitch game one, no? If it goes three this series?
If it goes three, let's see. So, no, game one would be Saturday, correct? So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, you're not going to go 3 days rest with Freed, nor would you go with Rodon.
I mean, you could go Warren.
Well, it depends. If the Yankees were to win two straight, you go Schlitter game one.
That's what I'm saying. But if it goes three.
If it goes three, yeah, you would probably want or Warren.
Right, well, right, but Warren is out of the bullpen here, and maybe they're figuring that there's like it's either Warren or Heel pitching out of the pen because you have to just in case save somebody to start game one.
Yes,
the next round you're not going guys on short rest. You don't know if it goes two, great, you have Schlitter start game one. If
Correct.
It goes three, you have to have either Heel or Warren.
Or Warren.
So and then do the math. Like they probably this is showing you that they like Warren out of the pen better.
Yeah,
and Heel would be their fourth starter.
But so, I think that you could accomplish that. If you had Blackburn off the roster and Luis Gil on the roster, just more electric stuff, man, you got to face a batter.
Well, but
you know what I mean?
No, because,
what am I missing?
Because then you'd be using him opposed to saving. You're saying
no. What I'm saying though, when you think about a pitcher, so Gil pitches on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So today, Monday he does nothing. Tuesday,
Saturday, game one.
Yep. Monday does nothing. He throws 80 pitches on Sunday.
You're
Monday
saying use
rest.
Him on a work day.
Well, I'm saying, yeah, Tuesday, obviously, you know, you're going to do a little running. You can do a little long toss. Wednesday, you're going to start to ratchet things up a little bit with a more aggressive bullpen. So if that, he's going to throw anyway. So wouldn't you rather have the better arm, even if it's only for an inning, and replicate a throw day either on Wednesday or Thursday, then not have him on the roster?
No, not if he's your starter. Because
Blackburn stinks.
Yeah, but look, dude,
I don't want him on the roster.
If Paul Blackburn finds his way into a game, we're all in big trouble. Like, that is... There's no way Blackburn takes the mound in this series. So I wouldn't worry about it. I think it's just semantics. I mean, maybe the only... And like I said, if you see him, it's going to be a problem. But maybe the only way is a blowout one way or another, not wanting to use a top bullpen arm.
And that's when he does pitch. I mean, to be fair, you know, they're up 11-2. They're down 9-3. That's when you see Blackburn. But I just think he stinks. I don't want to see him at all.
BT and Sal, all the fan, 888-808-1019. Matt is calling from Clifton, New Jersey. What's up, Matty?
What's going on, guys? I listen to you guys every day. First time caller. How you doing?
Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt.
All right. I just wanted to say for, like, all the baseball reasons why I think this is the year for the Yankees. Like, last year, you know, Juan Soto, the expectation was there from the beginning, World Series or bust. And we forget we had two guys that played every single day that are not playing on a team right now in Verdugo and Rizzo. And also, we battled adversity pretty early on. nobody really talks about Ozzie Cabrera going down. I think that was huge for them. And I just think the vibe is different this year. Judge hit, you know, Judge's rock bottom is way better than everyone else's rock bottom. But last year was rock bottom in the World Series for Judge. And I think this year he's going in. He don't care. We're fired up. We're ready to go. Let's go, Yankees.
Boy, Matty. All right. Yeah.
We're feeling the energy.
But, for sure.
But you also have to. Well, you don't have to be. Actually, fans can be. Do whatever you want. Go out there. Have the be energetic. Have your beliefs and all that stuff. I'm going to try to be practical and logical about it. While I think the Yankees can be as dangerous as any team in the postseason, I also believe that this is going to be their biggest test. And I think we're going to learn right out of the gate where whether it's Judge being what he needs to be and hasn't been in the postseason, whether it's the team as a whole, their bullpen, some of their flaws defensively, I think we're going to learn a lot about the Yankees right out of the gate, which could be good or bad. Obviously, the bad, you go home. The good is, hey, they just maybe answered their toughest challenge, and now you could go cruise to 28.
Do you think it's – all right, so between the bullpen, the defense, in a few spots, though it's been obviously a lot better, the defense, bullpen, or the lack of some of their everyday players playing tonight, what is the biggest issue for the Yankees, in your opinion? What should scare Yankee fans more?
I do think it is the defense still, because in any – spot. I know that they're better defensively, but all it takes is one. Like, Goldschmidt hasn't been great defensively, and eventually Rice is going to play. I mean, he'll be in the lineup tomorrow or maybe come in the game today, depending on what happens with Crochet, how far he goes. Do they want Rice to catch? Like, I mean, they were saying earlier in the year, midway through the season, they loved Rice as a catcher.
Well, they think that's his best position. I agree, by the way. Yeah. I do not like him at first base at all.
I think he's a DH. That, to me, is his best position. But they can't love him that much if he's not catching game one of the postseason. Like, it's not like Austin Wells had a great year. You could say he's better defensively, sure, but then that's, to me, telling about Ben Rice, like, which is it? So the configuration still, to me, is not the way that I would love it. Yes, they're more versatile. They're going to be matchup heavy, obviously, by the projected lineup that Jack Curry has. I think that's an issue. And the bullpen could be, it could be great. It could be not. I have no idea what to expect, other than I would say that I trust Williams and Bednar enough, especially in game one. Like, you've got to get at least seven innings from Freed tonight. No, you don't want to hand
it. I hope so. Okay, I don't know that you just put down a seven spot. I mean, if he has one inning where he throws 25, 26 pitches, I mean, you're not going seven.
Hey, but you're paying him $218 million.
I understand.
For
I know what I want, but I can't say it's a lock.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that this is what he's here for. He's got to at least match Crochet, throw up as many zeros as possible, and get you to the best arms in that bullpen. So maybe you see a little Weaver, maybe depending on matchup, a little Tim Hill. But ultimately, as long as Fried gets it to Williams and Bednar, I think that's all you could ask for.
Well, I would agree with that. And listen, again, you know, before the series starts, and that's what we, you know, base the opinions on here, Aaron Judge is on a ridiculous roll. Max Fried is on a ridiculous roll. And they look really good. Now, the thing with baseball is, unlike some of the other sports, is not always a normal continuation. I think the Yankees are ready to go, and I expect to see it fairly early. I expect to see it for most of this month here. I think the Yankees could make a really good run, and the thing that's changed for me is the trades. That's why I really gave Cashman a lot of credit, even though I always bag on him. You know, the Yankees went from a team that I didn't really like on a night-to-night basis to a team that suddenly has some grit, and a lot of Yankee teams have not had grit for a while, so you still got to get it done. I think that they're ready, but we'll see.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.